Hey. Yes, I am blocking you from leaving the living room, and don't you dare try to go around me. I thought Mom would never go to bed, but it's just us now, and we're gonna talk about it. So, just sit down, okay? Good. Thank you. I know I was bossy, but it was for your own good. No, don't look so nervous. That's why we need to talk. You know I'm not mad, so I can only assume that you're feeling a lot of guilt, but you don't need to. What's there to talk about? Oh, you really know how to make a girl feel special. I accept your apology. I know you aren't trying to make me feel bad, but avoiding me is having the opposite effect. All right, I can understand that. I guess I'm just used to you being in the lead, you know? You've always been super protective of me in the nicest possible way. I'll tell you what. Rather than me getting upset at nothing and you wallowing in guilt, why don't I tell you my perspective of what happened? Maybe that would help you understand why I don't feel ashamed, and you shouldn't either. Great. And honestly, I think you'll like hearing your little sister saying such dirty things. Okay, fine, I understand. We'll get you used to seeing me in this new light, don't you worry. Where was I? Oh, yeah, Thanksgiving. Yeah. Thanksgiving was weird. I mean, before what happened, it was all weird. I mean, I never thought I'd say this, but I think our angry political uncle probably saved us from a lot of embarrassment. Everyone was too busy arguing or being upset about the arguing to even notice our behavior. Yeah, let's see. We were both home from college, but I got in super late the night before and slept in, so Thanksgiving dinner was the first time we'd seen each other in a while. I could tell you liked my new haircut, and you looked fucking good in that suit. I know Mom loves Thanksgiving to be kind of formal, but I didn't expect that. I wasn't prepared for the, impact that it would have on me. Anyway, this being the first time we'd spoken in a few months and not being alone, neither of us were caught up. I mean, maybe if we had, none of this would have happened. No, you don't understand. I'm glad we didn't get caught up. It forced all of this to the surface. Anyway, you'd just been in a nasty breakup. You left her, but she said all of the worst possible things to you, as one does when rejected. You did it because you thought the two of you hadn't been right for each other, and she disagreed vehemently, so you were ruminating all about all the awful things she'd said about you, and were they true? Is that why nothing seemed to work out? And meanwhile, I was depressed and full of self-loathing. Yeah, I figured you didn't know that. It's okay. I hid it well behind the ridiculous amount of wine that I drank. Hope I didn't embarrass myself too much. Thanks. That does make me feel better, actually. Anyway, I'd been dating some different men, boys really. Other than first year students, I'd started having sex, but I think you knew that. Does that upset you? Good. I just fuck, this is hard. I mean, even though I practiced it. Don't laugh at me. Of course I practiced it. You think it's easy to be talking about this with the most important person in my life? Yeah, so before I was so rudely interrupted, I was saying that I'd been dating and having sex, and it sucked. Why? Because no one knew what I wanted, and I couldn't bring myself to talk about it with them. I trusted them enough to be inside of me, but not enough to tell them what I needed. And I felt guilty about what I needed. Well, because girls are supposed to want, you know, tenderness and romance, and I do, in moderation. And, you know, these boys tried to provide it, which was nice, I guess. Also, they just kind of sucked at sex in general. Only one of them would even consider going down on me. Yeah, somehow I knew that would bother you. I figured you knew how to please your women. So, I was getting desperate, and I needed. Well, it's hard to talk about even now, but know what I needed, don't you? I briefly considered getting with this guy who had sort of a bad boy rep, you know? He was attractive enough physically, but his personality was shit. I figured if anyone would, you know, be the way that I needed, it would be him. Yeah, I was naive. I mean, sometimes someone with a lousy reputation is misunderstood or just a rebel against convention. In this case, though, he was just bad. No, that's sweet of you, but no, I didn't get hurt. I spoke about him with my roommate. You know, we're pretty good friends, thankfully. And she told me that he tended to ignore boundaries, take no's as maybes, take drunk girls home, and then, you know. No one had made any formal complaints, but one of the girls dropped out, and another transferred schools afterward. So I nixed that idea entirely. Every night I drank heavily and watched some rather extreme porn to get off before falling asleep, just feeling awful about myself. And the idea of facing mom and dad, and especially you, just made me sick. Like, it was good to see you, right? But I had this fear that you'd see right through me, see this sickness inside of me. That's how I saw it, anyway. So then we did what we usually did. We made fun of each other, teased, but it had an edge this time. Your jokes were a little too biting. I'm not asking for an apology, but it's kind of you to acknowledge that you regret it. And for my part, well, the wine made me incredibly inappropriate. But you knew that. Whenever I could, I used innuendo. I touched your leg and your arm when no one was looking. Do you remember when I slid past you in the crowded kitchen, purposefully grinding my ass against your cock, pinning you to the counter? You were unable to do anything about it without drawing attention to your erection. I just kept pushing you. I was angry with you. Well, I mean, yeah, the teasing had got to me, but you always kind of represented men in general to me, so I guess I was just taking it out on you. I mean, I was frustrated as hell, so why shouldn't you be as well? I know it's fucked up, and if I had known that you were feeling vulnerable, I never would have done it. By the evening, after the football games were over and people had left to their own things, it was just you and me watching TV together. I got up to get something to drink, and when I got back, I I thought it'd be funny if I'd sat in your lap. No, please don't interrupt me. It's hard enough to get through this part because whatever you might be telling yourself, I crossed the line. I did it. And you quite obviously weren't comfortable with it. So I sat there in your lap, and you said something like, "Get off." It had to be something like that because I felt how hard you were and how quickly you got that way. It both flattered and upset me, and I responded with, you know, "Feels like you're about to get off as well." Not very witty, but, you know, it was in the moment. You blushed and oh, it was adorable. And I knew then you were really aroused, despite yourself. You told me that I didn't know what I was talking about, and then I. Oh, fuck, fuck, just give me a minute. No, I have to say it. And then, without thinking even a bit, I put my hand right down the front of your pants, grabbed your cock, and said, I'm talking about this. You froze completely, and I felt this pit in my stomach open up. It was like I saw all the things I'd done that day and then compared them to your relatively benign teasing, and I realized I wasn't just out of line, but I had erased the line and gone off the edge of the paper. So I panicked. I got up and I practically ran to my room, just thinking all sorts of thoughts, you know, should I pack up and just go back to college? How could I face you after that? Would you tell Mom? Would you hate me forever? I expected all kinds of things, but I didn't expect you to follow me to my room and then close the door behind you. Hey, don't get upset, okay? Because for you, this is where things went wrong, but for me, it's where things went right. I could have asked you to leave, you know. I mean, we just stood there and stared at each other for a moment, and I know I could have told you to get out, and you would have gone. But I didn't. I made the decision not to. You walked up to me, horny and angry, your eyes wild. I was wet in about a second. You pushed me back on the bed, and I whimpered. You got sort of on top of me. You grabbed my hair at the base of my neck with one hand, and you put the other one right up my dress and down my panties. How do you like being treated like this? You asked me. I was still a little tipsy and so turned on. You had to feel that in any case. So instead of cry or tell you to stop or make something up, I told you the truth. I like it a lot, I said, entirely seriously. I grabbed your arm hard, began to grind against your hand. You could have stopped me there too. You could have been disgusted with me, broken my heart, and left me wet and frustrated and confused, but you didn't. And you weren't passive either. You didn't say anything, not with words anyway. You let your fingers speak for you. Don't give me that look. You're very good with your hands. Incredibly good. And I knew that you'd had a lot of practice, and that made me kind of jealous. But I was too busy moaning to do anything about it. You gave me pressure where I wanted it and fingers where I needed it. Every time I tried to pull up to kiss you, you yanked my hair hard, putting me on my back. You teased my clit, but not too much. You brought me to the peak and then stopped several times. Oh, fuck, I was so lost. My big brother was edging the fuck out of me, and I loved it. Finally, at last, you let me come, and I was shaking and quivering, probably pretty loud, too. I came so hard for you. I was kind of proud of it. I wanted you to look at me and see what a wet mess you'd made, and love me. I smiled at you. I was so happy. It was the first time I'd felt satisfied in, I don't know, months. You looked at me, and I could tell you were frustrated and needed release. I was ready to give it, you know. I'd come, and I was going to offer you my mouth or my pussy or anything else you wanted to use. I felt like I was falling down into a deep place where I just existed to give you pleasure. And I never got the chance to offer anything, did I? Because you rolled me over. Don't look away from me. I need you to look at me for this, okay? I need you to see how much I needed this to happen. Well, you rolled me over, and I complied. I had no resistance left in me. I wasn't sure what you wanted. Not really. Even when you pulled my skirt up. even as you grabbed my panties and pulled them down hard. Not even when you manhandled me so my ass was up in the air and my head was down on the bed. It wasn't until I heard your zipper that I knew what you wanted. You heard me gasp and whimper, didn't you? I wasn't loud, not yet, but I had no control over my voice. I bit my lip, thinking about it. And unasked for, in the center of my mind, was a single word. Finally. And then you were at my entrance, and as rough as you had been and as savage as you were about to be, you didn't just ram yourself into me. You rubbed yourself against my dripping wet slit, spread my lips gently, and I moaned like a slut, and then agonizingly, slowly, you pushed your beautiful big brother cock right into me. Oh God, I'm so wet right now just talking about it. This is what you do to me. You started to move in and out, and I knew that I had to be quiet. I didn't want anything to interrupt the feeling of you taking what you wanted. I couldn't be quiet, though. I moaned and I whimpered. And you didn't make it any easier, did you? You reached around and just began to maul my breasts, squeezing and tweaking my nipples. And I was moaning with every stroke getting louder, entirely out of control. So you did the only thing you could. With your other hand, you covered my mouth, and I cried out into your palm. Do you know why? No, I wasn't afraid or in pain. I was incredibly fucking turned on. You were taking me, using me, keeping me from making any sounds. I was entirely at your mercy, helpless, being ruthlessly fucked in my childhood bed by my brother. It was perfect. Yes, perfect. That's what I needed. I needed it so badly. But I couldn't ask for it, and even if I could, there was no one I trusted enough to be at their mercy. Except for you. I fucking came then, you know? You'd only been going for maybe a few minutes, but I came. And not just once, either. Over and over, rapid fire. If you had taken your hand off of me, I might have begged you to stop, because the pleasure was so overwhelming, more than I'd ever experienced. But you didn't stop. You went faster and harder, and I felt something building in me, getting bigger and bigger. And that wasn't the only thing swelling inside me. I realized that you were gonna come. I wanted to speak then, to tell you to come inside me. I wanted to say, come in your little sister, don't you dare pull out. Oh, thank God you didn't. As I felt the first pulse of your seed inside me, I came to, crying and shuddering. That last orgasm had its way with me, just like you were. I felt you fill me, big brother, and mark me. You came so much, so hard. I knew I'd been a good little fuck toy for you. Had we not been in our parents' house, I think you would have stayed. And then we could have talked about it, and I could have made you see that I wanted it, needed it, deserved it. I could have shown you the other ways that I could please you. But we weren't, and you felt guilty. You pulled out, stammered an apology, and ran off to your room. You didn't even close the door, you jerk. No, I'm not mad, but imagine if Mom had walked by and seen her daughter, dress pulled up, panties down. And that's to say nothing of your cum flowing out of my pussy. I got up, barely, and closed the door. I texted you, telling you that I loved you. What you did was amazing. You wouldn't stop apologizing, and I knew that when I woke up the next morning, you would already be gone, returning to your dorm on some flimsy excuse. It took a while, but I wore you down. You didn't want to come home for Christmas, afraid it would happen again. I prayed for that possibility. I was so fearful that I'd ruin things for us, that you were done with me. In the end, your heart and your cock got the better of you, didn't they? You came home. You came to me. No, don't feel bad. It insults both of us. You were so fucking good, you know? And I was too. I didn't think much about it until later, but that thing I unleashed in you, I bet it had been there a long time. I bet you've been frustrated too. None of those cute, bottle-blonde little church girls know how to fuck you, do they? They don't know how to provoke you or be taken hard and fast and without mercy. So, we have a choice. We can do what society wants us to do. We can forget it ever happened and go back to our gray, bland lives with gentle, unfulfilling sex and no real connection. Or, you can accept that your little sister is both your perfect girlfriend and your ideal slut. You can unwrap me like I'm an exotic present. You can put me down here in front of the Christmas tree and fuck me hard. You can pound me and bruise my insides. You can even choke me if you want. I certainly want you to. Good. I'm glad you feel that way. Because I love you, big brother. I'm so desperate to feel you come in me again.